Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista, where you learn how to shine your light in life, business, and beyond. All right, so I'm back with a ton of videos. You all have been really on me about getting a lot of videos out. I have so many topics to talk about, and I've been waiting for the perfect lighting and the perfect day and the perfect microphone, and I just think none of those things are all going to line up at the same time. So I'm actually reporting live from Portland. It's raining outside. I'm in a hotel room. I flew in today. I had a slew of coaching calls. They were all really, really awesome. Lots of great breakthroughs. I'm here for a speaking intensive. So tomorrow, for the next 2 days, I will be hemmed up doing that. So it's really, really exciting. So I thought, why not just wing it? I have a free night tonight. I'm just going to start hammering out some videos. So I hope you enjoy. So today I want to talk about the four essential things that you need to bring in paying clients as soon as today. And these are four things that maybe you're doing and you're doing them unconsciously. Maybe you're skipping a step or two. So these are four things that you must do to get those clients coming in right now. So the first thing you want to do to get those clients rolling in is to educate first. Educate. So what I mean by that is that we are in a relationship marketing economy right now. So what that means is people need to know, like, and trust you. And there's a really cool way to do that. If you can educate, if you can share your knowledge, if you can be really prolific with sharing what you know, people will start to get to know you. They'll know that you know your stuff and they will be happy to buy from you. So that's what I'm doing right now. I am giving you tidbits on things that you can do to help grow a thriving business, for example. And so as I continue to share such things, you might say, hey, that girl's got what I need. I'm gonna hire her. When you share freely, this revs up your likability, your relatability, your credibility, and your visibility. So you can see that you can use educating people as a marketing tool and as a way to bridge the gap between being a stranger to actually starting to form a relationship with your potential clients. The next thing you want to do is inspire. Gone are the days of just throwing information at people and it being a really cold interaction. Now people need to be inspired as well. So if you can inspire people and let them know that they can do it too, or that this is possible for them too, they'll feel really, really drawn to you. So this is about painting a picture of what's possible. This is about showing that you believe in them too. It's about dwelling in possibility, and it's about illustrating what is possible for your potential clients. When they can see through your eyes what's really possible for them, they will also see you as a gateway to get them from where they are now to where they want to be. So you want to inspire your audience as well. The next step you want to take, and this is where my service-based professionals start falling off, is that you have to invite, right? It's not just enough to be like, here I am educating and inspiring. Don't you love me? And that's where a lot of people get stuck. They think if I build it, they will come. And that only worked for Kevin Costner. Okay. There is so much noise out there, right? A lot of people are educating. A lot of people are inspiring. So you also have to take the extra step to invite people. So what does that really mean? You need to let people know that you're in business, that your doors are open, the cart is open. You have to invite them into your possibility. You have to invite them into your business. You have to let them know, this is the way that you do business with me. A lot of people are passive about it and they just kind of are there. They put up their website or they put up a YouTube video and just think that is going to end up in a transaction. But you have to actually lead people and invite them into the actual possibility that you want them to take you up on. And finally, you have to enroll. Nothing has happened. Business hasn't happened. A transaction hasn't happened until you enroll these potential clients. You need to convert the potential clients into paying clients, or you haven't really had a business transaction. And a lot of service-based professionals get stuck here too, because it feels like you're taking something from people, or you don't want to be taking from them, but you're not taking from anyone. They're exchanging their money for the service that you provide. So it is totally in integrity. And please be clear that people aren't giving you money and you're not taking from them. Your clients are investing in themselves through your service or through the transformation that you provide. They're investing in themselves. They're saying yes to themselves, and they see that you solve a problem and they're investing in themselves. So just know that you are part of their transformation. You are part of their solution, and they're investing in themselves. And so you're not taking anything from them. But also be clear, until you enroll them, you have not obtained a paying client, which sounds obvious, but a lot of times people don't go that extra step. Some people throw out the invitation and then run and hide and hope that someone figures it out. But what you want to do instead is become masterful at enrolling people in a really integrous way. And when you educate, inspire, invite, then the enrollment doesn't have to feel slimy or sleazy. So I hope those tips really helped you and really gave you just a clear framework for what you're doing when you're going about your daily tasks. This is how you turn a blog post or a YouTube video into a money-generating event. You're being intentional about the steps that you're taking and the path that you're leading people on. Not everyone's going to be a yes. Not everyone's going to want to dive deeper with you. But the people who are ready to step up and invest in themselves and use the service that you provide, you absolutely want to be there inviting them and enrolling them. So I'd love to hear from you. Which one of these steps were you missing on your four-step path? Were you not educating? Maybe you weren't inspiring. Maybe you weren't inviting, or maybe you were missing that enrollment step. I would love to hear if you had an aha, and you can go ahead and share in the comments below. Definitely like this video if you liked it. I pay attention. I want to know what you want to hear more about. And if you know someone who could use this information, please share. The more, the merrier. All you got to do is educate, inspire, invite, and enroll. And don't forget to shine on, sister.